Well, well, well. Today, day five, it's back. Back to what athletics is all about. I mean, there were so many things. We had long jump, final. Women's pole vault, final. Men's and women's 200 meters heats. 1500 meters, men's final, good race. Women's steeplechase, 3000 meters, another good race. The coverage gave you that sensation of energy, being there. Javelin, there was the javelin final as well. Much better than yesterday. I don't know if the person who was doing the editing and the camera work yesterday was on holiday, or the people, the team, and it was their day off and they were on holiday, because today was just like a completely different thing. So much that it's very difficult after just watching to really pick out some of the key moments. Well, tell a lie. One of the key moments was in the women's pole vault, okay? And it wasn't actually the pole vault. It really was the commentary. The commentary, Lourdes García, she's like the main commentator. And today she was like on fire, just in terms of quality, accuracy, a bit of humor. There was one point, there are two Americans, women in the pole vault. They are identical twins, identical. And they were jumping within two or three positions of each other. So the male presenter was always mixing up the jumpers, because really it just has their name. I think it was Moll. I think it was like Alicia Moll and I don't know, Lucia Moll, I don't know. But the surname was Moll. And he was just mixing them up. And then there was like a conversation between the two of them. And this was good. This was good television. There was a conversation between the two of them. And the conversation was like this. The man said, pues esta es la otra hermana que más o menos para saltar 4.65 o algo así. And then Lourdes said, no. Esa es la otra. Es, ¿cómo lo sabes? No, esa es la otra. Porque se peina mucho mejor. ¿Vale? Entonces, el señor dicho, ¿cómo lo sabes? Sí, esas cosas yo sé. Se peina mucho mejor. Son muy similares, pero ella peina mucho mejor. Y esa es la buena. I mean, it was just entertainment. I just enjoyed this so much compared to yesterday. Yesterday, really. Remember, today's day five. Yesterday really was just a waste of time and space. And I shouldn't say that, because a lot of people did personal best. And today also, again, so many people did their personal best. But the commentary on top of it was stellar. It was good. It was really good. And also the coverage of the different events and the different activities and the way it was edited. And I was just thinking, one of the things I would really like to do in the next life is maybe be one of the photographers at these events. And I don't know if the photographers really understand or identify when they get a really, really good still image, not a moving image, a still image from their camera. Because I suppose quite a lot of them work for agencies. And these agencies need this image, the killer image, as quickly as possible, so they can put it on the internet or publications, etc. So I imagine the photographers, and there's like hundreds, maybe in a particular area, there's like 40 or 50 trying to get an angle and that photo, so their photo can be on the front page of internet, newspaper, in Facebook or Instagram or somewhere like that. And so I think that's a very, very difficult task to do. And yes, they've probably been photographing athletics and sporting events for many, many years. But this is something I'd really like to do as maybe just for me, to see if you can get that killer shot. And then the other thing is the people who do the cameras. I think one of the most, the coolest, I don't really say beautiful. I'm not really a person who uses the word beautiful, but a really cool shot or dynamic or interesting shot is when people are running the last corner. So if it's the 200 meters and they're running that last curve before they go onto the straight. Now, sometimes that shot is an aerial shot. I don't know if they use a drone or something. And then it comes down to a shot at the side. But that kind of transition from the aerial to the side shot in terms of filming, I think that's very, very cool. And then the other thing kind of paid a lot of attention to was at the end of the races, you win, you come second, you come third. You're in the hot seats. Again, they had the cameras focused on or trained on the hot seats. And people are in the hot seats knowing that they could be out by 100th, 1/10th of a second. And the camera's there. And they have to present, I don't know, a good image. Or maybe they're just happy to be in this position because it's a position where you could lose and not get into the next round or the semifinals or the finals, depending on the other races. But at the end of all the races, there's a certain friendliness, there's a certain respect, camaraderie between the runners. You know, people kind of go around and they kind of give a hug, they kind of bump fists. And especially when somebody has broken a national record, the person has done the best for the season, a personal best, and they could have finished 5th, 6th, or 7th. Everybody's kind of really, really happy for them. And then they show that image. I mean, whether it's just for the camera, I don't know. I don't think so. I think people will recognize the effort, just like me. I recognize the effort these people make, these athletes make. I think people recognize the effort. But also, I think the actual organization, the way the judges, I think they're called judges, the judges and the organizers kind of manage everything and get people in their position. And yes, these are athletes. They've been doing it for years and years and years. But today, without talking about any one specific event, was athletics. What I like about athletics and the television presentation of athletics. Really, really good today. It's not the observation that maybe you were looking for, and maybe I should have taken more time to absorb everything I saw today, but it was just good. And that's what I just want to transmit, my enjoyment of this sport. Until tomorrow, see ya.